Blog Talk Radio.
Quiet on the set.
Quiet on the set, please.
Okay, good time.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, Kay.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty great.
Are you?
Yeah, it's December and it's a good time, right?
That's amazing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what are we going to talk about on today's show?
Well, we got some weird news. We've got a reindeer that escapes a Santa scene.
Santa scene? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. Now it's my turn.
Yeah, you can go with it.
Yeah. We're going to find out how to poop correctly.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
I've been wondering about that.
Everyone's been doing it wrong all these years.
No, it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is it okay? Well, I'll be excited to
there's a method
to hear about that.
Yep.
We've got a fight that breaks out over mac and cheese.
Okay. That's worth fighting for sometimes.
Sometimes.
We'll do the game of the month, number 2.
Oh, good.
Which surprisingly has nothing to do with pooping.
No, it doesn't. Okay.
Yep.
All right. And some of your worst fears, perhaps, falling asleep on a plane.
Oh, no.
And what can happen
with
that.
Okay.
Yeah,
and,
it's kind of weird news.
And finally.
Finally.
Since 2013 is almost over, we'll be reviewing the most popular and worst names that babies have been called in 2013.
Yeah, absolutely.
All this and more coming up on today's very disorganized, crazy going on in the background, Derek and Kay show?
It's good.
I don't know.
No, we're going to have a good time.
We're having a drink right now.
Yeah,
it's good.
It's good.
All right, well, press the button and start our show.
Let's do this.
This is the Derek and Kay show.
Call the Derek and Kay show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Uh-oh.
Pause.
Oh, what?
There
Here
it
comes.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hello. Hello, mother. Hi.
This is fun.
Showers and a couple of thunderstorms. Here's your extended forecast. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Look at the cat is about to jump off the counter. He's a jalapeno.
You might wake up on the couch with your pants down.
Well, I don't like it in my mouth.
Johnny J on the Derek and Kay show, kicking it old school with the beautiful, beautiful Kay and the lovely Derek.
Hey, yo, it is the Derek and Kay Show.
Hello.
We are broadcasting live from Boston. Today's December 8th, 2013.
Welcome.
And this is episode 145.
It sure is.
And we are over a quarter of a million listens and growing.
Holy
And we are, of course, the most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
You betcha.
You know it.
You betcha.
And I am Derek.
Derek Kalish.
And right over there is Kay.
Kay Patterson.
Bingo, bingo. Bingo, bingo.
Bingo, bingo.
Hello.
Kay's trying to think of a Pokemon.
I'm Butterfree. Right, that's a classic.
Butterfree?
Yes.
That would be a butter Pokemon.
A butter Pokemon? It's not,
okay.
But I am spreading butter all over my biscuit.
Oh, jeez. Wow.
Hey, now.
It is a butterfly Pokemon.
Okay. That's good. No, it's
all
right. All right.
I am spreading butter all over my biscuit.
That's what she said.
If you'd like to find out how I'm spreading butter over my biscuit, you can email us at tkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
Holy system up!
Visit our website, tkradioshow.com, for show extras and highlights and blog entries from a million years ago.
Yeah.
Follow us on our Twitter handle at tkradioshow. For the most inactive tweet and Twitter account you'll ever find on Twitter.
Pretty much. I think we just tweeted that we're doing a show right now. Though.
Oh, really?
So that's pretty good. We got that going for us.
Like us on Facebook by visiting facebook.com/DK Radio. be our 100th fan. Wait, do we have 100 fans?
88, I believe.
Okay, be our 100th fan and win a prize.
Yeah.
Find out what that is just by simply
Sounds
doing
good.
That.
Yeah.
And lastly, follow us on Vine. And, of course, when we're live, you can call us to chime in at 661-467-2416. We will pick up your call and let you say what you need to say on the air.
Cha-cha-cha.
Except
cha-cha-cha.
If it's mean.
Yeah, no mean stuff,
no
right?
No mean stuff,
because we'll hang up on you.
And we'll edit you out.
Yeah, no, it's just like that. We'll just get rid of you.
That's right. Exactly.
It's like that.
Wow, that's genius. Okay, well, anyway, it's December 8th.
It is. Wow.
And
the holidays are amongst us.
I'm exhausted. What have you been up to this weekend?
Wow. Well, let's see. Well, last night I went to a great concert.
It was awesome.
I got
honey butter on my biscuit.
Oh, wow.
That's what she said.
Hey, now.
So you did go to a concert last night.
Yeah, you
were
amazing.
Thank
yeah,
you.
Absolutely great.
It was very fun.
Wow, what a great show that
it's
was.
Not
well,
long.
You don't call it a show, do you?
It's well,
it's a performance.
Sure, it's the Multiverity show.
I should
great.
Know. I should know this stuff.
Doesn't matter. It was a concert.
It was amazing.
It was awesome.
Very
Thank
powerful.
You.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
It seemed to go on for a long time.
It was good.
Yeah, it was fun. So what have you been doing besides that? Just hanging out?
Yeah, I did some shopping this morning.
Christmas shopping?
No, just personal grocery shopping. That's it. Yeah, yeah.
That's not nearly as exciting.
But I was excited to get the combination. They got the bagels.
Uh-huh.
I always have a hard time.
I got some bagels over there.
Finding the bagels at the Shaw's and their finagle bagel.
Wait, they're finagle a bagel at Shaw's?
Yeah, which is amazing. I didn't know that, but it's absolutely delicious. So I could go there for the bagel, but then I can go to Dunkin' Donuts for the coffee.
Nice.
And so I put it all together, and that was my morning.
Sounds good. I went to work.
And we prepared for the show. You went to work. Yeah.
I did.
Okay.
How's
work? It must be getting crazy over there.
Very busy.
It's the shopping season.
Yes.
Right.
Very busy.
Mm.
So I've been quite busy all day and all day yesterday. Well, not all day, but, you know, in my head I was busy.
Okay.
But, you know, so maybe one of these days I'll have a day off, hopefully.
Yeah, you probably need a day off.
I was supposed to have a day off on Tuesday, but instead I'm doing a volunteer thing.
Oh, that's really good for you.
Yeah, it's good for the holidays. It's a feel-good. Plus, I get free lunch. So.
You get free lunch.
Yeah.
Hooray!
How can you turn that down, right?
Well, you know, I always would say there's no such thing as a free lunch.
But there is.
Because there's always like a little catch.
Yeah.
But
well, in my case, I guess I have to work
And
for
you know
lunch.
What that is, but you want to do that, so that's all good.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. It'll be fun.
No, it's good.
Anyway, we should introduce our special guests
we
who are also
we
enjoying
should.
Butter on their biscuits.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I guess we'll first introduce the biscuit bringer.
The biscuit bringer.
James Dargan. Welcome, James, back to the show.
Dargan.
Well, when you put it like that.
You're the biscuit bringer.
The biscuit
you know
bringer.
Where,
thank you for these biscuits
you,
from,
oh
from Sweet
the
biscuits. Barbecue and these honey butter.
Oh, good.
I couldn't.
I got to get me a biscuit.
Oh, get your biscuit.
You got to get yourself a biscuit.
And put butter all over that biscuit.
I got to ask why I was putting butter on my biscuit with a fork, though. That seemed a little messed
up.
I couldn't find a knife in that drawer.
Oh, all the knives are in the thing. Are in the clean.
I've been busy with
the.
Yeah.
The fork works just fine.
It worked okay. Yeah,
it
worked
all right. You know what I'm saying?
We also.
More biscuits.
Yeah, I get the biscuits.
Oh, so good.
We also should introduce Eve, who's doing something crazy with this. With this. She loves that music.
I am just listening.
Welcome back to the show.
Hi.
Hey, welcome.
I wanted to say also you can call the show number and just listen.
That's true.
Oh, that's right.
I am just listening.
Sometimes he does that.
We're never going to let that go, Eve.
Nope.
They will remember forever.
Wow, the gang's all here.
The gang is all
and
here.
And we're eating biscuits on the show. This is good stuff.
It's a little distracting. And we're also drinking... what are we drinking, Derek?
We have a gin and tonic with some St. Elder.
It's amazing.
Which is great. He's good?
It's so tasty.
Good, yeah. Oh. We got plenty of that to go around.
Gin and biscuits.
Yeah, right?
That's what we're having
this
right now.
This is fantastic. Yeah.
It's a rap
awesome.
Album. It's a rap album. Time.
Gin and biscuits?
Woo! This completes the
Should I write a book entitled...
of drinking. Yeah.
The unbroken string.
I have
of
not
drinking?
Stopped drinking since last night. It's great.
Really? So what happened? So last night I saw you at the concert.
Oh, yeah, sure. Right.
Yes, which you
awesome.
Were also in. Thank you.
You impersonated the voice of an angel. Oh,
that's so sweet. Thank
it
you.
It was gorgeous. I had my proud papa face on. Yeah, it was like that, actually.
It was fun. Is Monty Verity doing the heavy lifting?
Yeah, right. Well, you know, he doesn't suck.
He does not suck.
You know, Joe doesn't suck.
Joe.
No, no. Green Mountain guy doesn't.
Green
suck.
Mountain. I call him Green Mountain.
Green Mountain. Yeah. But yeah. So after that shenanigans, then
it was shenanigans.
As much wine as possible was shoved into my face, and then of course the beer, and then of course I forgot that even though it's not great wine, Christ in Episcopalian churches is still alcohol.
Is it good?
So I got in there and I had a little sip and I was like, oh, I just had this. Oh wait, oh.
Wait, you broke into the church's stash of like
I
Jesus
did not break
blood?
Into the stash. It
really?
Was communion, Kay. Come on.
Oh, oh, this morning.
And they give it to you to hold, so like you get as much as you. Yeah.
Really? So you were like.
So I was like.
You're like blood of Christ. You drank the whole. You drank like a.
I got all of it.
He donated to you. Basically.
I gulped it. I had a big gulp.
Did you have also the body of Christ?
I had the body of Christ, but that was kind of dry. Oh, they were not nearly as good as these biscuits. I think they should have biscuits.
Biscuits
for the host.
And wine.
Yeah.
Body and blood of Christ.
Delicious.
Does anybody need more butter for their biscuits?
I'm good.
Oh, okay. Butter that biscuit.
I
yeah.
often enjoy the styrofoam-like biscuit at church. Is that wrong? I kind of like
really?
That. Yeah, I kind of like it.
It's crunchy. There's no flavor, but...
You know what's good? You know what I like doing the most? Oh, is taking a little wafer and dipping it in the wine.
Mm-hmm. With your pinky up, I hope.
Yes.
Is that? I don't think that's Dangerous. Kosher.
No, you're supposed to do that
that's
sometimes.
That's totally fine. If you don't want
if you don't want to drink from the cup, you
okay.
can do that.
Yeah. Little do I know.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to do that every Christmas season.
But nowadays, I just receive a blessing because I don't want to drink from the cup that everyone else is drinking from.
You're not wrong.
Can you ask the priest to do that for you? Like
what?
Yeah.
Because sometimes the priest can give you the biscuit into your mouth directly.
That's true.
That's what she said.
But I haven't been to I've never been to a Catholic communion.
So too can easy. You ask them to, like, dip, so, it, yeah. dip it first?
Put it in my mouth.
Say, can you dip it before you put it in my mouth?
I have
what?
Received it. I have received it by hand in the mouth.
I don't like it in my mouth.
I have received it by hand in the mouth, but I don't really. I don't like to drink the wine that everyone else has drank from. So now I just ask for a blessing.
Taste and eat.
Tiny
of
penis
the Lord.
In my mouth.
Whoa.
Thank you for bringing that back.
Whoops.
Whoops.
What?
Your finger slipped. Your finger slipped.
Oh, yeah.
My okay.
God. I've forgotten that one too.
You know, I remember like back in the day when I was researching that story and I looked at that line and I said, if I read this out loud, it's going to end up as isolated.
Right.
And
you never know.
I just accept yeah. that. Yeah. You know, I accept that things will end up isolated and I just, you know, I make peace with it.
Well, that's what makes this show great, right?
Notice there are no sound clips of Derek though.
Yeah,
I know, right?
Not
oh.
yet.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, there absolutely is right here.
Professional. Fantastic.
That's it.
That's so scandalous. We're going to get some embarrassing ones about you.
I'm not that good, so there's not a lot.
That's not true.
There you go. That's the clip right there.
No. Oh, no. Dude, Eve is all over this. He has not had enough to drink, clearly. Because my reactions are slow after this morning.
There could be some empty glasses over there.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, there are.
Oh, dude, I chucked this. I got in this morning.
We can make more.
I got in this morning to sing at church, you know. Mm-hmm. And I woke up with a very white voice, as I figured I would, right? So I was walking. I was like, what's up? We get started singing. I just decided to sing all the service music down in octaves. It was like, and the Lord be with you. And also. I woke up around 11:15.
I'm sure all the Episcopalians love that.
You know what? I like to add some gospel inflections, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are they very proper, were you?
They are extremely proper.
I can imagine.
I look proper.
Yes.
But I'm singing it like, and also with you. What? What's up?
There are different kinds of Episcopalians. There are, like, proper Episcopalians, and there are, like, more relaxed Episcopalians.
The Episcopalians that go to Trinity Copley Square where they do Teze services. Oh, it's funky.
Really?
It's really cute.
Cool.
In a very crunchy, hippie kind of way.
Yeah, there's a lot of earthy crunchiness going on sometimes. But not as much as like the Universalist Unitarian Church.
God.
That's an experience.
Do we know what they like believe? Everything, right?
I think it's very flexible.
Yeah.
I think as long as you don't say Jesus.
Go Jesus!
All good in the hood. Is that right?
Is that all right?
I don't know.
Can you like say Kali? Is that fine?
Can you say what?
Or Cthulhu?
What?
Oh, Cthulhu?
Or Shiva, perhaps? Or the Buddha.
You know, I don't know.
Buddha.
I don't know. I don't have as much experience.
Sounds like Buddha.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't know.
I love your churches because last time I was there, we sang a song by Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say you churches?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah, okay.
You. Yeah.
Universalist Unitarian.
You, Derek. The Church of You.
Oh, just for me.
The Church of Derek.
Derek Kalish.
Yeah.
Thank you. Right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Right. Put it in your mouth.
Oh, boy. Oh,
sorry, it's too easy.
Wait, what time is this? Okay, 45 minutes.
Come on. You guys always have it in for me.
Oh, no, it's just a dagger.
RJ Gemby, by the way, welcome RJ Gemby to the chat room, and he says
yes.
He belongs to the Church of Latter-day Shemp.
Oh, I've
oh
heard
my
that.
God.
And that is the Possum Hour.
Yes.
Mondays and Fridays.
Kill me now.
Yep.
Right here on Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
I in the Possum Lounge this Monday? Was it this Monday?
Yeah, I think it was. We were both there.
Yeah, we were both there, and I unfortunately fell asleep.
You did.
During your phone call, I'm sorry.
That's okay. It was that good. That's how good it was.
No, I was just tired.
But that's what possums do, right? They fall asleep hanging by their tail.
Right, I guess so.
And also while I was in the, I'm like in the bed, and I have a strong association with sleep and bed.
Well, weird how that works.
I know, it's crazy, right?
Okay, you're nuts.
So when I'm in there and I'm trying to do something else, like, you know, like look on the computer or something like that, I'm like, well, that too.
Oh, you know? Hey, yo.
But I don't,
hey,
I just fall asleep. I'm in the bed. My brain goes.
Oh, so many embarrassing moments have happened these past couple of weeks.
Oh, what?
Because I'll get home early-ish for me, you know, like midnight or so. And I think, okay, I can get a couple of hours of work done, you know, return some emails, listen to some music, maybe look at some scores. No. I get it all arranged in the bed, and then I'm like, done.
It could knock you out.
Done.
Just being in the bed is, like, enough to make you go to sleep.
And I'm not even sleepy. But I'm in the bed, Pavlovian. Done.
It's what, yes.
Sleep.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is.
Mm-hmm.
You have Pavlovian response.
This is why my next place will have a standing desk. I've decided to.
You're going to stand at the desk?
I'm going to have a standing desk.
Nice.
Because if I sit down, I can fall asleep too.
Where's the standing desk coming from?
Those are all the rage.
Probably IKEA. I'm getting, there's a chair that I've got to get from IKEA.
Oh, really?
The Puong.
Oh, Derek's got one.
You know? Yeah, exactly.
There it is, yeah.
Yeah. It's because you are one of six of my friends who have that particular chair.
I'm not too surprised.
It's
a real popular chair.
It's comfortable.
Well, you know what I'm upset about? I've been trying to get that cover replaced, and it's hard to find. They keep changing the colors, and it's hard to get what you want.
That's how they suck you in.
That's how they get you.
Vortex of Swedish diabolical
That's how they get you.
Madness.
I love IKEA.
It's
I
great.
Know you
Me
do.
Too.
I love the names.
That's right. We played that game a while ago, whether it was IKEA or cheese.
Yes, IKEA product or cheese.
Or sex position. What?
Well, that wasn't really part of the game.
I played that game before. Yeah. if you take the Kama Sutra and the IKEA
cheese
catalog.
Cheese or sex position?
Not cheese or that smelly. Rochefort. No.
Yeah. What would the cheddar be?
I'm talking about IKEA names and sex. You guys are one-track minds. You're eating biscuits and thinking about other foods. I mean, really. Next time, just tell me. I'll pick up some cheese. I'll pick up a wheel of cheese on the way.
A whole wheel?
I'll just pick up a wheel. I'll roll it.
A wagon wheel of cheese.
I'll ride the wheel here so that when they bring the biscuits later than they said they would, I'd get here faster.
Can we have the biscuits with the cheese also?
Oh, that could be good. That would be amazing.
These biscuits are amazing.
I just don't know why they don't come in a size bigger than bucket. Like, I want like a cask.
Oh, you want more biscuits?
I want more biscuits per pop. Do I have to just order two buckets? That's just silly.
How many in a bucket?
A bucket is apparently, this is how much we got. We're like five?
Four?
Right?
Four. We each got a biscuit?
That's ridiculous.
It's more of a...
It works well for tonight.
Yeah.
Like
a box.
Yeah, it works fine. I know, right? I want like a hammock of biscuits.
A hammock of biscuits.
Yeah, that would be fantastic.
Yeah.
We could probably make some biscuits. I'm sure it's not that hard.
But, you know what? But that should be our project.
Mm-hmm.
The honey butter is at.
It's honey and butter. We can do that.
I know. I know.
You got to whip it up.
Plus, Derek, I realize they don't charge for the butter.
They don't?
I've got three packages of butter at
what?
My house right now.
Where? Oh, okay.
They don't charge for the butter.
Wow.
Nope. Charge for the biscuits.
You're a butter hoarder.
I am hoarding.
For the
I'm a butter whore.
They charge for the biscuits.
Yeah,
you gotta charge for the biscuits.
Yeah, you do.
Every time I go there, I get an extra. This was the only time I didn't get an extra honey butter. I always get an extra.
There was two?
I've got it. Oh, yeah.
Usually
I just ask for three, and they give it to me.
Oh, wow.
But, yes, we should make the biscuits because we know how they're supposed to taste. Yeah.
Biscuits?
The Southerners here.
Can't be that hard, right?
They're not that hard.
I don't know about that.
They're not that hard.
We make popovers.
They have to be soft.
They do. Soft and fluffy.
They have to be soft. They're not hard.
Yeah. Oh, damn.
Okay.
You know,
that's what she said.
Oh, God.
These are the same things I said about other things that I've made myself, like the marshmallow thing, like how hard can it be?
That was amazing.
Turned out to be not hard at all.
And they taste great.
And they taste amazing.
Less filling.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Wow. Okay.
So, you know what, though? Because I plan to make the gingerbread variety very soon.
Well, what is this?
Gingerbread marshmallow.
Oh, really?
You want some marshmallow fluff in honor of you're not eating gelatin?
Yeah, because I am a lifelong vegetarian.
Although, God.
Wow.
And I'm not gonna put it in an old salsa jar like last time.
Oh, that'd be good.
That was crazy.
Yeah, spicy marshmallow fluff.
Crazy. Okay.
That was a mistake.
It's just got a hint of salsa.
It had a hint of salsa.
Hint of picante.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah. Exactly.
So you can have a fluffer nutter sandwich. But I will not put it in an old salsa jar.
Okay, that's probably good. Yeah.
Yeah.
As if
you weren't able to remember, that's what happened last time.
That is what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
It was bad times.
Yeah.
Okay, you should have a Christmas party.
How about it?
I should have a Christmas party?
Yes.
In my tuna can?
Yes.
We can play Twister by just standing there.
That
would be awesome.
She could probably fit like 30 people in that
place. Yeah, we could do it.
You know what? You keep saying this. You keep saying this.
If everyone's standing in a row, maybe.
It would be awesome. We could stand in a line from the front door to the back of the kitchen.
If I have a Christmas party, it's going to be a very exclusive group.
Wow.
It's fine.
I hope I make the list.
I hope I make the... I'm not even sure. I'm looking around. She's probably going to take the cats or something.
I'll think about inviting all of you gentlemen.
We'll have one here.
Okay. Bring me leftovers. Because I don't want to miss the cake cooking. Because I figure if you do a Christmas party, we can have biscuits.
There'll be biscuits there, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. But they'll definitely be yummy treats.
You know, we either have biscuits or Union Square donuts.
Oh, yeah.
I will bring the donuts if you have a Christmas party.
Yes? Are they special Christmas donuts?
They have eggnog
donuts. Do you want me to add that to the list?
They have gingerbread donuts. No, don't worry about that. The list that we have is in violet.
What?
I want to. They have gingerbread. I know, right? The list we have is in violet. It's okay. Those are my dream team. But
okay.
They have eggnog filled and sugar-covered donuts.
Oh.
And then gingerbread donuts.
Are you?
They make gingerbread everything.
Are you using my ninja?
Oh, hello.
Oh, he has magnets on his hands.
I know, but...
The ninja little ninja. Magnets on his hands.
Oh, hey. That's awesome. Whoa.
He's my special ninja.
That's so cool.
He's information-filled. You can't...
You know that's a euphemism, right?
Information.
You know that's a euphemism, right?
It's a thumb drive.
Oh, look at that.
He's so cute.
It could be a 50-cent vending machine toy or a thumb drive.
It's a thumb drive.
I had no idea.
Nobody threw that away by accident.
It's an 8-gig thumb drive.
Wow, what's on there?
Mostly audio files from my SD card here.
Okay.
Secret info.
Nice.
Yep.
Top secret.
Yeah, good stuff.
I moved them all because I had to reformat my card.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Because every now and again, it gets like... stuck in a process or something like
that.
Yeah,
I understand.
I don't like that.
Stuck in a process?
Yeah, or like it's like SD card full when it's really not full.
Oh, lies, you mean.
I don't
lies.
Like that.
Mm-hmm.
That is some BS.
Yeah.
Not okay.
I don't know what to say to that.
All right.
Balls. Yeah.
Well, should we take a break? It's like we're way overdue for a break.
We're way overdue.
We're like 3 minutes over.
Wow, we haven't even got to content yet.
No.
Wow.
So after the break, it's the weird news.
Oh, right after the break.
Yeah.
And more cocktails, probably.
Maybe not for me, but maybe for some other people.
Yes.
I think we definitely can get those going.
I mean, only if you want to. I don't know.
What did you say?
You didn't even touch your cocktail.
I touched it.
That's what she said.
I'm touching it right now.
Oh, baby. It's smooth.
Yeah, it's
smooth.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Why is
it's a little moist. What? What? Oh. Oh,
on, like, international radio. Anyway, after the break, it's Derek's Weird
Worldwide.
News.
Worldwide.
Wow, thank you so much.
Dear. Oh, dear.
Stay tuned.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
This Monday, catch the Season 6 premiere of Farting with the Stars. And this season, we've got our most star-studded cast ever. See Helen Hunt, Jim Caviezel, Leonard Nimoy, the guy from that one medical show, and the girl from that movie with the guy from Scrubs. It's gonna be big, it's gonna be hot, and it's not gonna smell good. It's Farting with the Stars, where the only thing louder will be the roar of the crowd. Monday at... Monday at 7. Be there.
Celebrity Farts Impersonated.
Here's the weather.
Put a storm track on 536, showers at a couple of thunderstorms during sun compared to heavy rain. Here's your extended forecast.
Does your house smell like ass? Find out what you can do tonight.
This is the Darren King Ace Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today, The Derek and Kay Show.
Joyful and triumphant, oh come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of Angels, oh come let us adore him.
Hey, yo, this is Derek and Kay Show.
Yay.
We are back.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
If you like our show and want to keep up with us, you can keep up with us many ways. You can email us at dkradioshow@gmail.com.
You've got mail.
If you want to write us a love letter, a hate letter, or want to be a guest, you can visit our website, dkradioshow.com, for show extras and blog entries. Like us on Facebook by visiting facebook.com/dkradio and pressing the like button. Follow us at our Twitter handle at dkradioshow. Follow us on Vine for fun videos and shorts. And lastly, call us when we're live at 661-467-2416. You never know unless you ask. So ask us a question. But you know what? That's not true. I don't want anyone to ask us a question. Because no, you can ask a question, but you can't ask if you can ask a question.
Exactly.
Because that's
what I have a problem
that's
with.
That's your question.
Yeah, that's can I ask you a question? No. Seriously?
You can't ask if you can ask a question.
No, that doesn't happen.
Because then you just ask the question.
And that is the question.
And we know you're retarded.
And then we can hang up on you because you've asked your question. Done.
There.
Done.
You're like, you sure can. All right.
That's what I think.
Derek, are you ready for the weird news?
I'm as ready as I'm ever going to be for this.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, good times.
I got Derek's weird news. I got Derek's weird news.
Wow.
What's,
nice.
What's James laughing at?
I don't know.
I'm laughing at the fact that you took the low part. That's the funny part.
Oh, yeah, you know.
After last night,
I'm sure
night,
that
maybe.
Will make Will happy.
Maybe.
No. Oh, I said it on radio. Oh,
wait,
no.
What was that?
I enjoy singing harmonies sometimes, the lower harmonies.
I love it. There was one in particular one moment last night where I was like, chesty.
Yeah, I was like, I had to make a choice.
Yes, and she made a good choice, and I was like, girl.
Sometimes you just got to choose chest voice.
By the way, Kay is known as lovely and powerful. Reviewed as lovely and powerful by the Boston Classical Review.
That's
kind of
weird.
I know, right? But
yeah.
It's a great quote. that's like the two version of a trifecta. That's basically the best you can get as a singer.
Yeah.
Gorgeous and powerful.
I'm okay with that. I'm happy
powerful.
With that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's thanks.
Like you're a transformer.
I'm a transformer?
Yes.
More than meets the eye, huh?
Lovely and powerful. Like
oh, okay.
You turn from a really,
lovely
really nice car,
and powerful.
Really nice car to a really, really big wrecking ball thing.
Robots in disguise.
Right? That's what she is. She's Bumblebee. Or what? Butterfree?
What? Butterfree.
Butterfree. It's a Pokemon.
Bumblebee.
Yeah. Bumblebee is the Transformer, though. Bumblebee is the Transformer.
Oh, is it? No, I don't know about that.
That's
I never saw that movie.
That's a legit Transformer?
You might
it's
be
legit
shocked.
Transformer, Bumblebee.
But I never saw that. All right, it's weird news time.
Right?
Hey, how about the weird news?
Eve's quiet.
Silence.
Silent producer.
Silence. All right, weird news.
Cheers.
I had like 9 kisses so far.
Oh, okay.
He was busy during the break. Good Lord.
Oh, I thought you were talking about actual kisses, and I was like, I haven't kissed you that much.
Wow.
I only kissed you once.
There's a trail of rappers.
Wow.
He did that all in the last 2 minutes, by
wow.
the way.
Why? Is your stomach going to hurt because you eat so many Hershey's kisses?
Wow, mom. Jesus, mom.
I like kisses.
I know.
What are you, a mom? Jesus.
Okay.
Who doesn't like kisses?
Go swimming, you'll get a cramp.
Overcompensating.
All right. Hey.
Okay.
Weird
Let's
news time.
Weird
news time.
Weird news.
This one comes to us from Colorado. Here we have a reindeer that escapes a Santa's mall scene.
Oh,
a runaway reindeer broke free from Santa's workshop at the Colorado Mall on Thursday while the big man inside was visiting with children. Is that what they call him now, the big man?
The big man. That sounds creepy.
The reindeer escaped outside the mall, and there was like a police chase.
was the reindeer driving a vehicle? There was a police chase?
No, the police were chasing the deer, and they were able to, I don't know how this works, but they were able to get the deer in a truck by having another deer, I guess, to try to get it to come back.
Wait, what?
Yeah, they had a deer in a truck, and then they opened the door, and the other deer came to see the other deer. And that's what's happening in Colorado.
That's what happened?
I guess so. I don't know.
So when you're...
Reach down the backside. Bambi has the lead.
So if you're trying to catch a deer, you should just get another deer.
I guess that's how you do it. That's how you catch a deer. To catch a deer, you got to have a deer.
This is creepy.
That's like
this
the thing
weird.
With...
Deer.
That's like
yeah,
the thing with like...
Catch that deer?
That's...
Hey, now. Hey, now.
That's like the thing with, growing...
Say goodnight, Gracie.
Oh!
Wow.
He's on a roll! It's all the kisses. He's
that's
hopped
like,
up on chocolate.
That's like the thing with, growing blueberries. You have to have, two blueberry bushes to grow blueberries. If you have just one, it doesn't work.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. A hand in the bush?
Stop putting your hand in bushes. If you put your whole hand in there, that's...
Well, when
that's
you get the bush,
weird.
You have to...
Yes,
you have
I
to,
know about that.
Well,
yep.
When you get the blueberry bush...
Okay.
You have to have another one.
I gotcha.
Apparently, they do some sort of cross-pollination, and that's how you get the berries.
Wow.
Otherwise, they'll produce nothing.
Really?
I'm still confused as how do you get your whole hand in a bush without, working up to that. I don't understand how that works.
And there's your vagina.
Is that considered a third-place move or a fourth-place move or
that
a home
is,
run?
That is third
he
base.
Just,
because
he just said something.
I don't know. I'm holding another.
Is it one of these shows again? Is it one of these shows again where it's like how many double entendres can we get?
I think it's one of these shows.
You opened yourself up to it. I mean, never mind. Look, I can be totally pure. Totally pure.
Wacky and zany.
Yeah, James, don't totally talk pure. Over the bits.
All right. Okay. It's going to be over here drinking. All right.
It wasn't me.
What you trying to say, Kay?
It was not me. It wasn't me. For a change.
We pay a lot of money for that production.
We did?
No.
Okay.
Well, yes and no.
Is there some stuff going on the show budget I don't know about?
No. No, you see it all.
Okay.
On a quarterly basis.
All right, good.
Hey, next story.
All right, yeah, next story.
This one comes to us from Florida. You know...
Again?
There's that that movie that's out now, Frozen, that Disney movie.
Yes.
Well, the kids, by accident, see an explicit sex scene.
What?
By accident in the theater.
Is it in the movie?
That
was because it's cut out from the cutting room floor.
It's only at the Regal Cinemas Park Place, Stadium 16 in Pinellas Park, Florida.
Uh-huh.
Parents are taking their children to see the animated movie. We're stunned when a two-minute clip of another movie began playing right before the movie.
Oh, it's another movie. How disappointing.
It's not. It was by accident. It was to be a filler. But they had
filler.
I guess so. They're supposed to have this Mickey Mouse thing, but instead it was a sex scene.
Said it was filler up.
Yeah. And that's what's happening.
Hey, yo.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Well, I mean, I guess they have to learn at some point.
That's
so
right. That's what I always say.
Why not at a Disney movie?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. What's that noise?
Wow.
I think it's clapping.
Is it?
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I think it's clapping.
I always wonder that every week.
No, I think it's clapping.
I'm serious.
It's a seal clapping.
Oh, is it?
Oh. Oh my God. By the way. I saw that that short.
Oh my God!
I think it's clapping.
What are you? Oh my goodness!
Okay, just turned into a mermaid, guys.
A mermaid.
I actually saw that Mickey Mouse short that they're supposed to play before the segment. The
what?
Sex scene.
No way.
The short is really good. I don't know where the sex scene.
Oh my God! Can we
from.
Can we rewind
it's
for
amazing.
Just can we rewind
yeah,
for
up?
Just one second?
Yeah. What up? What up? What's up? What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Okay.
What's on your mind? Yeah.
Hey, sure. Did you see the movie Frozen? Why did you see this short?
I did indeed see that movie.
What?
My sister is a sucker for those like smaltzy Disney-esque movies.
And yep. You saw this scene.
No. I didn't see the nose. It was a sex scene. No.
He saw the
Mickey Mouse
the
short.
Mickey Mouse short.
The short that was supposed to play before the movie.
Was it a new one or one of the old oldies?
It was a new one.
I thought
it was
an
really
old
awesome.
One.
They're
it
still
was a
making
new one.
Mickey Mouse cartoons?
Wow.
The thing is, this one was really, really well done because it started out as a black and white, and you thought, oh, it's an old one. The
mm-hmm.
usual 2D
oh,
animation.
Okay.
But it wasn't. They burst through the screen in the cartoon, and it went from, at one point, they were doing races running around in a circle from outside the screen to inside, from black and white to color, from 2D to 3D. It was awesome.
You know
wow.
what? You know what, Mickey
it
Mouse?
Was really amazing.
Not funny.
Not funny.
Right? No. Right?
Sorry.
Kind of a weird voice.
Yeah.
But
Donald Duck?
They have a lot of...
Funny.
Yes, Donald Duck is funny.
Donald Duck?
Chip and Dale? Funny.
Mickey
Mouse
kind of funny?
Goofy funny.
Mickey Mouse has a lot
wow.
in common with the Dark and K show, though.
Does he?
No.
What?
Why do you say
like
that?
What?
Oh, here we go.
You were just insulting both of us at the same time.
I'm not getting what that is.
I maxed it out. Sorry.
Because I said
oh,
that Mickey Mouse was funny, so he's implying that we're also not funny.
Oh, I see.
No,
I see.
You're timeless and,
yes,
you know,
and eternally appealing.
You'll be protected.
And,
yeah.
And
yeah,
kids
keep,
of all ages
keep
love you. Yeah.
Keep
kids of all ages love you.
Kids of all ages love
wow.
the Derek and Kay show? I don't think so.
I know my godchildren have heard it.
I think kids do love the show.
Do they?
They're part of the DK radio show, Kateers.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
The future audience of you guys.
The DK
oh.
Kateers.
Oh, my goodness. You've got to come up with a better nickname for your children's group.
We do. Well, I don't know if we want a children's group.
I don't think we want a children's
group. Who doesn't want a children's group?
I don't know
if this is
a children's show.
I mean, when you're talking about, when you start the show with I'm buttering my biscuits, I don't think I want to start.
I didn't
I
say
don't
that.
Think
I
so
said
either.
That.
Oh, yeah,
yes,
that's what you said.
I said that.
Yeah. And then Derek has that.
Hey now.
That oh Derek has that See You Next Tuesday song. That,
hello.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
You're a cunt. Oh, my God. I can't even believe
what?
You said that on here.
Oh, my God, Derek.
I don't know what
and
that
you
is.
Guys bleep me out when I say the F-bomb? Are you serious?
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
Why do you even have this?
Everybody sing.
Yeah.
Well, everybody together now,
we'll have to edit that out, I guess.
It's so bad.
I don't know. Yeah, it's pretty...
Finger slipped again there.
Dude. I don't know. Hey, it's Weird News time, right? We're
oh,
still
yeah,
doing
we're,
that?
We're doing that, yeah.
Okay, let me get back into
yeah.
it. This one comes to us from Tennessee. Hey, this happened again. This happened at a Taco Bell not too long ago. Here we have a couple
you
that gets
Taco
a bag...
Bell.
Of cash at a McDonald's drive-thru.
Again?
Again, yeah.
I need to start going to Taco Bell. It's like playing...
This
like,
is McDonald's here.
It's like playing the lottery.
Exactly,
you might get
right?
food,
a couple got,
you might get cash.
A couple got more than they expected on their to-go order going through the drive-thru. They went home with the bag, and they were excited to have, I guess it was a breakfast. Who gets McDonald's breakfast and brings it home? But... But they found a bag of cash.
I've done it.
And they took pictures of the cash, put it on Facebook, things like that.
Why would they do that?
But they immediately brought the cash back.
Oh, my God.
And they say, well, that's what happens. Sometimes they put the deposit in a to-go bag. I guess that's policy. They should probably really reconsider that. And that's what's happening in Tennessee.
How much?
Oh, my birthday.
How much do you think a McDonald's like deposit is?
They didn't say the cash amount.
Do you think it's like $3,000?
That would be kind of like
I don't remember seeing the cash amount.
Probably not.
$3,000?
That sounds about right.
Maybe it could have been like a few thousand dollars.
Yeah, I'm
probably.
Thinking like $3,000.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, right?
I'd like a bag full of $3,000. That'd be
yep.
nice.
Yeah, who wouldn't? I would rather that than what normally comes in the bag.
Larg.
Yeah.
Larg.
An Egg McMuffin.
Egg McMuffin.
Ew.
They now have like a new Egg White McMuffin. I passed McDonald's on the way here.
Egg White?
Yeah.
Oh, it's for people that are trying to...
Yeah, they took the yolk out, which I think is completely...
That's ridiculous.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
They should do a gluten-free egg white for lactose intolerant, you know. That cheese that doesn't have lactose.
Oh, no.
The rice cheese.
Ew.
Yeah.
What?
Rice cheese.
Rice cheese.
That is a disgusting...
Rice cheese, egg white, and
tofu.
And gluten-free.
This sounds horrible.
And, like, fake meat.
Exactly.
Like,
wheat sounds horrible.
No, it wouldn't be wheat gluten. It would be tofu. No.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You'd have to be tofu, yeah.
Ew. This is bad stuff.
Right? Dude, eggs get such a bad rap. Like, they're not really that bad for you. They're actually
great, great peeps.
They're good for you. They have cholesterol, but they don't raise your cholesterol.
And
they're
protein.
Like, yes.
Mm. Right? That's all good.
Yes.
Mm. Yeah.
People are haters.
I don't know.
By the way,
chicken eggs, good for you.
Chicken eggs.
Y'all were talking about something being stolen from like a Christmas display earlier, right?
Yep. No, I was going to talk about that.
No, you were talking about that?
I was going to.
You were going to. Do that because I have a follow-up.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm anxious to hear that follow-up.
Go.
I hope it's about the same story.
We're actually in the weird news right now.
Yeah. But, coming up later, something stolen for Christmas. Just let me
know.
Could
be good. Yeah, it could be good.
I'm the Grinch. Anyway.
Good time.
Houston, this story.
We got a problem.
Yeah, Houston, we got a problem. Here we have a man that falls asleep on a plane. And wakes up alone, locked inside.
Oh, I heard this.
A man
asleep,
from Louisiana woke up layover in Houston in a dark and cold airplane. He says that the United Express crew left him on the plane, he wasn't able to get out, but he alerted. He was able to call his girlfriend and tell his girlfriend the story, who didn't believe that he was actually locked on a plane.
She thought he was lying?
She thought he was crazy. He said, "Debbie, I'm locked on a plane." That's what he said. He said, "I'm telling you the truth."
Snakes on a plane.
You know better. You got to help me to get off this plane. About an hour and a half later, he was able to get off the plane. And they gave him $250 in vouchers.
That's
and
it?
That's what's happening in Houston.
Right,
I mean, that's rough, right?
I think that's at least $500 worth of trouble right there.
I would say so. That's an hour and a half of your time. I mean,
how do they not wake him up and be like, "Hey, we landed"?
I don't know. He was in the back of the plane
maybe
next
he was
to a
really
window.
Annoying.
Annoying? Maybe
he
like
maybe
slumped.
Really annoying.
Oh, like he was drooling
he
on
slumped
someone.
Slumped over, but still,
he
don't they
down in the
don't
seat?
They check
maybe,
that?
Maybe he like annoyed the flight attendant, and they just decided, you know what, we don't like you.
We're gonna lock you in.
Yep.
Huh? Could be.
They probably yelled at him, "Sir, you have to wake up. We're going to go."
Oh my!
And then like forget him. Forget he's not waking up.
He's not waking up.
He's dead.
Oh Jesus!
Just leave him on the plane.
Is he breathing? I'm not sure.
Mm. Maybe he was drinking.
He could have been.
You know, or maybe on some kind of medication. Who knows?
Could have been
some meds.
Yeah.
Percocet.
Yeah, man. Percocet will knock you out.
It
right?
will knock you out.
Yeah, you know, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the perks.
It'll knock you the out.
There you go. You guys are a great team. You guys are a really great team. I mean, I just saw that. You guys didn't see that in real time.
Wow.
That was awesome.
Yeah, this is not, you know, this is not edited. This is all live,
yeah.
folks.
That was
how
like
you do a live radio show.
That was like an assist.
This is the most professional, unprofessional show on the internet today.
That's right. The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today.
That's right. The Derek and Kay show.
The Derek and Kay show.
Live on Blog Talk Radio.
Good stuff.
Sundays at
7. Blog Talk Radio.
Good stuff. Yeah, that is our show.
Oh, that was short.
Wow, that was mad.
No, that's not it.
We do a commercial for our show on the show.
There we go. Yeah.
That was mad quick.
Hey, we do what we can, you know.
That's right.
One more story on
gotta
the weird news.
It.
And then, then we'll
and then
see what else.
The
who knows? Oh, is it? Okay.
Yep.
This one comes to us, from where? South Carolina? I believe so.
You have a question?
The son punches his dad in a fight about mac and cheese.
What?
This happened. I guess the father was upset with his son because... He was stealing the packets of powdered cheese and the mac and cheese containers.
Ouch.
I don't know if he was using it with
Wait,
another kind of pasta.
Wait, this isn't even, like, real mac and cheese?
Yeah, I know.
This is just, like, the powder processed mac and cheese?
Or if he's doubling it up. I'm not sure what the deal is, but it broke out into actual fist fights as the son was roughing up his dad. They called the police. The police came, and the father is actually pressing charges against the son. The father Whoa. Has a bruised and cut face and a black eye. All over mac and cheese. And that's what's happening in South Carolina.
My goodness.
I know mac and cheese is good, but it's not that good.
Especially the box, really, right?
Not. Yeah, the box mac and cheese is
not
that good.
Seriously.
Nasty.
Seriously.
Was it the Kraft or the Money Annie shells and cheese?
You know, it did not say.
Probably wasn't the Annie's.
Yeah, because if they're fighting over it,
it's that's probably Kraft.
Probably like
Kraft
white,
Philly.
White trash.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm guessing.
WT.
WT. Yeah. Yeah, mac and cheese. Not, you know, fight over it.
I used to eat the Kraft Philly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the deluxe.
If you wanted to really do it up, you would get the Velveeta and shells.
Oh.
With the packet.
The gooey
you
cheese.
Squeeze it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nauseating.
Yeah.
Sauce in a packet.
I don't understand how the powder works.
It's like processed powder. You put some liquid in there and it thickens up. It's like it's got some like cornstarch situation in there.
And
probably.
Bright orange.
Yes.
Totally
like
bright orange.
Radioactive orange.
Yeah.
Yummy.
Well, that is the weird news.
Oh,
how
wow.
about that?
Good
how
job.
About that? I'm going to throw this somewhere.
Okay. Let's see what happens. Oh, there it goes.
I almost hit James.
You almost hit James.
Wow.
He could totally sue you.
I'm just looking for an apartment right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
okay. Well, stay tuned to our wacky show. And after the show, the game of the month, part two.
After the break.
Yes.
After the show. Yeah, I can't wait.
Did I say after the show?
We keep trying to end the show. That's twice.
Oh, my God.
No, but after the break, we'll have the...
After the break.
The game of
Sorry.
The month. Yeah, it's good
have
time.
The game of the month.
Stay tuned.
Buddy, where's the spatula?
Okay, kids, let's go. There's just one place to go for all your spatula needs.
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
A giant warehouse of spatulas for every occasion. Thousands to choose from in every shape, size, and color. And because we eliminate the middleman, we can sell all our spatulas factory direct to you. Where do you go when you want to buy name brand spatulas at a fraction of retail cost?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
And this weekend only, take advantage of our special liquidation sale. Buy 9 spatulas, get the 10th one for just 1 penny. Don't forget, they make great Christmas presents. And what better way to say I love you than with the gift of a spatula?
Spatula City!
Spatula City!
Hello, this is Cy Greenbloom, president of Spatula City. I like their spatulas so much, I bought the company.
Spatula City, 7 locations. We're in the yellow pages under Spatulas.
My, where did you get that lovely spatula?
Spatula City, we sell spatulas, and that's all.
This is the Darrington Ace Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
The most professional, unprofessional radio show on the internet today. The Derek and Kay Show.
Hey, this is the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back.
Yeah, Spatula City for all your holiday needs.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Well, anyway, I am gonna.
Who is that?
Mo?
Huh?
Who's playing?
Is this Western Avenue?
No.
It's not.
No.
This is fun. I like this.
Ribeiro. Is that how you say that?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
It's some no-namer, right?
Kind of sounds like the Smiths in a way.
It does kind of sound like the Smiths,
yeah,
a
slightly.
Little bit.
I like the Smiths.
Yeah, I like them too.
Yeah.
Eve is a musical connoisseur.
What's that?
Eve is a musical connoisseur.
There you go.
Is
there
he?
You go.
Yeah. Yeah.
He knows lots of stuff.
He's a musical good. Epicurean, if you will.
Epicurean. He's always just listening.
So wait, who are they again?
I think.
Obscura?
Oh, no, I'm looking at the wrong one. Oh. Sorry, you're right. Yeah, it's this one right here. There you go.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how you say that.
Piano. Yeshi.
Do you want to put it on your iPod?
Yeah, I can hook you up later.
On Spotify.
Okay.
You might not find it.
Good luck on Spotify. All right, it's time for the game of the month. Is everyone excited?
Oh, woo! I'm absolutely excited. Yeah.
Okay. So, because last week's game was so difficult, we're just going to do a fun, like, non-competitive type game.
But I won
game.
So. Did you win? Oh, that's right. You did win.
Yeah.
Yes.
How difficult is that?
Well, you're smart.
That's so simple.
You can get stuff.
Yeah. Meanwhile, by saying that, Kay's saying that Derek's not
I'm
smart.
Not saying so. That at
oh,
all.
Oh, Derek Kalish.
I'm not saying that at all.
That's okay.
Not at all.
That's okay. Bring it.
We're going to do a more relaxed game.
Okay.
Although probably equally as difficult.
Okay.
But there'll be no competitiveness involved.
Oh. We'll see about that.
Sure.
In this bowl, I have...
Hey, a bowl?
Pieces of... Not that kind of bowl.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, my God. Really?
In this bowl, I have written on very small sheets of paper...
Okay.
...a very obscure English word.
Oh, no. No.
Oh, what?
This is slanted against
me.
No, it's
game.
Not.
Okay.
I love this game.
You have to grab a sheet, open it up, read the word...
Mm-hmm.
Use the word in a sentence,
oh,
and then
beast
we will all try to figure out what it means.
Yes.
You mean you make this? You're probably making this up, or you have to know it.
We will.
No,
well,
you don't have
to
know it.
Can you weigh in if you do know it?
Yes, you can weigh in if you do know it. But it's one at a time, though.
Yeah.
You say the word first.
Yes, okay. The word first, and there is a very small chance any of us will know what any of these words mean.
Okay.
I, of course, have the answers, so I know what they mean.
I like this.
Even you, James. Even
what
you.
What are you trying to say, Kate?
Thank you.
Even you, though.
Not even. Whatever.
Okay. Well, I'll be very impressed if you know what any of these mean. I will be extremely impressed.
Oh, my God.
All right.
All right, so we're basically playing Balderdash. Is everyone ready?
Oh, okay.
Okay. So how should we start?
Ready?
Do we want to start with Eve? No? Are you shaking your head?
Yes.
Okay.
We go in order.
Here we go.
Okay.
He grabbed the first word. And the first word is...
Do I have to say it?
Yes, you do.
Cackalack.
Yes.
Ah, it's the cackalack of automobiles. Oh, I'm sorry. Your turn.
Cackerlack.
Oh, cackerlack.
Yeah. Can you spell it for our audience?
Oh, geez.
K-A-K-K-E-R-L-A-C-K. Cackerlack.
Congratulations!
That sounds like a Swedish curse word.
Okay.
Sorry. That's amazing.
Do you think that you could be able to use cackerlack in a sentence?
Jesus Christ. Wow.
I usually put a lot of seasoning on my food because it doesn't really have enough cackerlack.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
I kind of like that. I like that.
Is there?
So what do we think it means? God. Do you have any idea what it means?
No.
I mean, no one has. It's
like
very small chance that you would.
Yeah.
Okay. You know,
it's
cackerlack. I like
would
that.
Think Eve's a word guy, right?
I think,
he would know these things.
He's a word guy.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, that's a crazy ass word. That's not English.
Hey, put that iPad down.
Yeah, come on. Get with the show.
I'm looking at places. I have to find an apartment.
I thought you were going to look it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hell no.
All right.
We got a little bit more along the show.
James, what do you think cackerlack means?
Spell it one more time, Eve.
Oh, we go around with this?
Yeah, we're going to go around.
Oh, the same one? Okay.
Everyone gets a shot at it.
Okay, all right.
So it's clearly something Scandinavian. it's got too many K's, guys. I mean,
K. Patterson.
In real life, you can never have too many K's.
Or how about how about another sentence? I sat down on the cackerlack and I couldn't get up.
Oh my god! And Derek's phone went bye bye. That's how frightening this word is. Scared his phone.
Is that your guess, though?
How about this? The cackerlack made me pucker up and not where you think it would.
Oh god!
Is that foreshadowing the pooping story?
I can't. My Scandinavian is weak.
Okay.
It's not only a spice, it's a medicine.
Okay. It's medicinal. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, I don't feel well.
The more you know.
Do you have any cackerlack?
Stop it.
Derek, what do you think?
Can I just see the piece? I need to see it.
Yeah, don't brush your teeth with the cackerlack.
Oh, hello. This is bad.
The cat ate the cackerlack again.
Oh,
my bet is that it's something disgusting, though.
It is something disgusting.
The cat is jumping off the table for that cackerlack.
For the jalapeno.
Look at the cat as it's about to jump off the counter for these cackerlacks.
No! No, Sarah, no. No!
Cackerlack.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to say... I'm gonna say it's like a cat fur shellac.
No.
Okay.
Wait.
Oh my god.
All
right. Here is the actual meaning.
Uh-huh.
Cackerlack means one of two things.
Okay.
Well, it means two things actually. It means either a cockroach.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. Disgusting.
Or an albino.
What?
Right.
How is
what
that?
What the hell?
How are those two things?
Wait, is this an English word?
Yeah. No. What language is it from?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
So you'd have to do some research at home.
It can't be an English word. It's got to be
It's totally an English word.
There's too many K's.
Cackerlack.
I was afraid to go into the kitchen because of the cackerlack.
Oh, yeah.
Cackerlacks everywhere.
White people are so scared.
We've got a call on the line, though. Maybe this is someone who wants to play with us.
Oh boy.
Maybe.
Okay.
Play with us. Whoa. Okay.
Okay. Good.
Hello. You're on the air. Oh, you are. Hi.
Hi. I ate a bad burrito and I had to cackerlack.
Oh!
Look at the cat about to jump off the counter for these cackerlacks.
Oh my God.
Yes.
It's
Sarah.
What up,
Sarah?
Hey, hello. That was Rod's idea. That was Rod's idea. We're driving, and he's like, tell him you ate a bad burrito and had to cackerlack.
I like
Rod,
that.
Rod, you genius.
Good job, Rod.
Wow, that's good, yeah.
Sarah, do you want to play with us?
What?
Do you want
to... Oh, that was a perfect response. Sarah.
Do you
want
to play the Balderdash game with us?
Oh, Lordy.
I'm definitely listening, but I wanted to call with that response. James, did you bring the lavender biscuit?
I brought the biscuits.
That's actually
Why
honey
is it
butter.
Always the lavender biscuits.
Oh, my
this is like
God.
Last night and tonight.
Oh, my God, the biscuits, Sarah.
I don't know. Man. I keep thinking it's like honey, lavender, butter, and biscuits.
You had the biscuits with
honey
the butter, too. You had the biscuits. You know, so the weird thing about it, that
Rod says after that, you need some cackerlack.
You know what?
Yeah, you might need some. Seriously.
Sprinkle it on top. Sprinkle it on top. Yeah.
I love some cackerlack.
Cackerlack bits. It's like bacon bits, right?
Yeah. Cackerlack with my biscuits.
I don't understand how Kay and Eric still have
that.
What does that mean? It means it's a cockroach or an albino.
Either one. Wah, take
wah.
Your pick.
Or an albino cockroach.
Wait a minute, Kay. Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious.
A cackerlack's a cockroach?
Yes.
Or an albino.
Because those are...
I'm going to buy my $14 shorts and stomp on the cockroacha.
That's awesome. See, when you say it like that, it sounds like cackerlack, too, right?
Cackerlack.
I went to Kmart and used the bathroom, and I was wearing my $14 pants on the cackerlacha.
That is awesome.
So wrong.
Of course.
All right.
Carmen Miranda.
We got to move the game along. James, you would be the next one to pick from the bowl of words.
Okay. The bowl.
Let me see here. The bowl.
What's the next Miranda. Word on the in the bowl of words?
Hackmatack. Wow.
Wow.
What? Wow.
Okay. Spell it for everyone.
Hackmatack.
crazy, right?
That's
H-
a dish.
A C K M A T A C K. I'm detecting a theme. There's a lot of K's in these words.
Can you
there really are.
Pack my tackle in a sentence. Use it in a sentence, please.
I was out camping, which I never do because I'm black, and I hastily packed my hack my tack, my rucksack.
Wow.
Oh. He might have nailed that one.
Nice wordplay.
I was out camping, which I never do because I'm black.
It's true.
It's true.
It's true.
Okay.
What do you think, Derek?
Okay.
Pack the tack.
That's the best thing I've heard in a week.
We're so glad.
Oh, yay.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
No camping.
All right, laughing buddies, I gotta go. We're about to go in the front door, so I gotta go.
The front door. Okay.
Shut the front door.
Oh, all right. No, we have to get the cart. So
okay.
We'll get the cart.
We gotta unload the car.
And keep listening.
Yeah.
I will, guys. Have fun.
Thanks for calling.
Take care.
Sarah.
We love you, Sarah. Bye.
Bye.
All right.
Us to all of you. Will's there too, right?
Yeah, sure.
Eve.
All right. Hugs to all of you.
All right,
I gotta go.
All right.
Okay.
Take
bye,
care.
Sarah.
Bye.
All right. Hack-ma-tack.
She's
great
our hack-ma-tack. She's our hack-ma-tack.
Hack-ma-tack.
Right?
So this is something that happens with when your cat gets sick.
Oh. I have a guess. I think it's... what those people did when they got the money from McDonald's, they had a hack-ma-tack.
I liked it.
Oh, my.
A hack-ma-tack is actually like a poplar balsam tree.
What? It's a tree?
It's a tree.
Oh, this is like the technical tree names.
I don't know. The hack-ma-tack doesn't sound too technical to me. All right, Derek, you're the next one.
I get to pick from the
bowl.
Bowl
of
sounds
words.
Like James was right there with...
It's really exciting.
He was very close.
Right.
He was very close.
I thought it was something outdoorsy. Anyway.
He packed his tree.
He packed your tree. Your balsam
cedar. It's a very small Christmas tree.
All right, Derek, what do you got there?
Okay. This is only 6 letters. No, actually 7.
Oh, well, hello.
And I don't even know if I can pronounce this.
I'll help you.
Okay. I said an L. Fartlick? Their fart.
Oh, I know what this is.
James knows what it is.
F A R T L E K, or is that an I? Is an I E K?
I think it's an. Is that an E?
It's an E.
It's an E.
No, I know that's an E, but the thing before that, is that an I?
Oh, it's an L.
It's an L.
Yeah.
So it's fartlick.
It is indeed. Yes.
Fartlick.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Oh, I can't wait.
This is gonna be tough.
Awesome.
So
oh boy.
I'm into a lot of things sexually, but I'll never do a fartlick.
Eve,
what do you think?
Oh, wait.
You well, you okay. sound like you're very confident over
I
there.
I am very confident, but well, I'll say
okay, James.
This is horrible.
Eve seems like he's quiet. What
it's
do you think, James?
It's a type of run.
You're right.
Yeah!
Congratulations!
It is a type of athletic training,
yep.
Which alternates between sprinting and, like, periods of not sprinting.
Yep.
Oh, I got to go to the gym and fartlick.
Yo! Right? But, again, it's Scandinavian. It's got to be Scandinavian because there's K's in it.
Right, there's a lot of K's.
Right? K's in this. K, I detect a theme.
There's no theme.
There's a theme.
You're looking
if
for
the
words
next word
have...
has more than one K in it, I'm calling it.
It does have just one K in it.
Oh, you got
round going now?
Yeah.
They all have
well,
K's.
Of course, but if it has a K in it, I'm calling bullshit.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Pick from the bowl of words. The next word is...
Word is... Ka. No.
What?
It's all K.
K. Eight K's.
It's basically a fardling bag.
Oh my God!
Wow,
a farting bag. Sorry.
Oh my God! Say what?
It's hot. No, that's right. Farting bag.
What?
It's a farting bag. That's what you put your fart lick in.
I don't understand.
Farting bag.
How do these words exist? Oh my
yeah, God. I think so.
F A R D I N G B A.
Wow.
Let's see. A sentence.
Jesus.
I
silly. Something from Harry Potter, maybe? Harry Potter.
Yeah. I had to bring my farting bag to work today. That's pretty embarrassing.
Oh my God. I just feel like that's weird.
Farting bag.
Farting bag.
Farting bag.
Pronounce it like Swedish anything, and it'll work. Farting bag.
Farting bag.
Farting bag.
I think you guys did a really good job with it.
Your ninja is being co-opted.
Farting bag.
That's just, he's just hanging around. Just hanging out. That's awesome. I didn't realize he was that magnetic.
Yeah, he's super magnetic.
Super strong.
Farting bag.
He's got his farting bag all packed. That ninja has farting bag all packed. It's got to be something to do with trips.
It is a farting bag is a countryman's weekend travel bag.
I hope
oh
not.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
What do you think, James? Did you contribute already?
Something to do with money. I'm going to guess it's something to do with money.
I went to the bar last night.
Darn it.
It didn't have any farting bag.
My farting bag was empty. My farting bag was empty. I thought I had cash in there, but I didn't.
A farting bag is the upper portion of a cow's stomach.
Oh, so close. God. So close.
Y'all have had it.
Not even. Oh, my God.
Well, the cow was bloated because its farting bag was full.
There you
exactly.
Go.
There you go. Oh my God! Oh wow!
Who is the next one to draw from the? Oh, it's you. The bowl of words. Oh.
Is that one? Okay.
That's two. Oh, that's two.
All right, I got greedy.
Yeah.
Figured if I couldn't figure out one, I'd figure out the other. Oh, I know this. Oh,
you know it.
You know this.
Okay, so Widdershin. Widdershins. Widdershins.
Widdershins. This is one of my favorites, actually.
Instead of turning his usual direction, the dog turned Widdershins before he went to sleep.
Very good. Very good.
Congratulations! All righty.
He used it correctly in a sentence.
Huh?
East?
It's a good guess.
It's close.
It's close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Derek, what do you think? James has used it correctly in a sentence.
My mother would be so proud of me.
Yes. Widdershin.
Facing towards the behind.
Oh, Jesus.
The little Widdershin.
Yeah.
The little kid accidentally kicked me, so I kicked him back in his Widdershin.
Oh, Jesus. What?
I think it means you. Yeah, looking around, looking at your own behind.
You guys are so close. It's okay. You're so close. It's awesome.
That's what dogs do.
Exactly right.
Well, that's amazing.
Widdershins is in contrary motion or anticlockwise.
Oh, yep. Again, so close.
Yeah.
I know, right? I know. It's awesome.
Widdershins.
I love it. I never thought I'd see that word, ever.
You saw it again now.
That's ridiculous.
All right, Derek, draw from the bowl of words.
Oh, boy. Is this the how long is this
we'll
happening?
We'll go one more.
Okay, one more.
Oh, one more.
Yeah.
This will be it for me.
Holy
what?
Smokes. Excuse me. A lot of Z's in this one.
Maybe we should end on this one, then.
Yeah.
Good luck.
How am I supposed to say this?
You can say it. Just go slow. Just do like syllables. Just do like, you know, like phonics. Hooked on phonics.
Oh my God, come on.
Zenza, 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 Zenixic.
What the deuce? Okay, you say, tell me
oh,
who
no,
I'm going to
you just summoned the demon.
No, put it back in the lamp. Put it back in the lamp. Seriously, right?
Oh boy.
And Kay's whistling. We've reached that point.
Let me,
like a teapot.
Let me spell this one out. Z N. No, I'm sorry. I can't even spell when it's in front of me. Z-E-N-Z-I-Z-N-Z-I-Z.
What?
E-N-Z-I-C.
Okay, you're just joking now, right?
I don't see.
I don't see.
I think I believe
Zenza,
it is.
Zenza, 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 Zenica.
I believe Zika. It is Zenzi, Zenzi, Zenzik.
It's yeah, easy failed, for you to say.
It's a failed form of abracadabra. Like, when they were saying
can
that.
I see that, Derek? Can I see? Can I see? That,
okay, that doesn't work anymore.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It looks like a Welsh word copulated with an Arabic word.
Okay.
There's a lot of Z's in that book.
There are a lot of Z's. Z's.
Wow. What? Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4.
A lot of Z's.
6 Z's.
Yeah.
This is a Scrabble word. Help!
Yeah, it would be
it's
a great
like
Scrabble word.
Scrabble
I'm
word.
This right now. So
you'd
what,
win
what
the game.
What does it mean?
Can you use it in a sentence, please, Derek?
Oh, that's right.
It's Zenzi, Zenzi, Zenzik.
Zenzi, Zenzi, Zen...
Zik.
Zik.
Zenzi, Zenzi, Zenzik.
Yeah.
The candle was out, so he lit the Zenzi Zenzi Zenzi.
What?
That's probably what it means. Yeah.
Zenzi Zenzi Zenzik?
Yeah.
So I don't even know if I could say it again. So I...
wow.
The website formerly known as Zenzi 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 is now Zenny.com for all your glasses needs.
That's ZennyOptical.com.
There you go.
Awesome.
What did the old man say to the doctor?
What?
Don't touch my Zenzi Zenzi Zenzi.
Oh, my.
Okay, that was horrible.
No, it's fine.
That was great.
Zenzi Zenzi Zenzik is the 8th power of a number.
Oh, awesome.
And just because this word is amazing, I looked it up.
Yes.
And the first usage of it was by a Welshman, I got to tell you. But he said that it does represent the square of squares squaredly.
Well, oh, cool. The square of squares squaredly.
It does represent.
It
I know, right?
It does represent.
Yes.
I think this was going to be the original name of Google before.
Oh, yeah. By the way, K, just so you know, the original spelling of that word ended with a K and an E. A K, K.
Oh, there we go.
K. I think there's a theme.
There's not a theme.
Admit it.
There's not
Admit
a theme.
It.
There's not a theme at all. Okay, well, we definitely have to end it there.
I think it's good. No, yeah.
That was amazing.
Is that a contender for a comeback?
That was really fun.
That
I
was
don't know
fun.
Where you find that
I
stuff.
Got,
but...
I got lots of other candidates in here.
I really want to see the other words in there.
We can save that for a rainy day.
We can save it for a rainy day.
Yeah, that's good.
Definitely fun.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no scoring in this game, so we'll just do arbitrary scoring like they do on Whose Line Is It Anyway.
Oh, okay, great.
Derek said 500 points for, and you got 30 extra points for creativity.
Oh, thank you so much.
Yeah. James has 600 points and 100 points extra for creativity.
Whoa.
But the winner of the game is Eve.
The winner is?
1,000 points
Eve.
For no reason at all.
Woo!
Congratulations.
For wittiness. I was being funny, yeah.
For the zing. For the zing.
Zenzi, 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 zing.
The zenzi, zenzi, zen, zing.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, we've got a little bit of extra time, so we can do...
Is this extra time or is this extra time?
This is just time before the show is scheduled to end.
What about the hot topic?
Oh, there could be some extra time, though?
Maybe there's some extra time. Well, let's come up... let's take a break and come back with a hot topic. How about that?
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
Hot topic!
Oh, God. Are we done? Are we...
This is... The Derek and Kay Show.
Nothing really bubbles up a party like a hot tub. At Lovin' Hot Tubbin', we have a wide selection of hot tubs that you can seduce all your partygoers with. Check out our new SCX VJ69 model with champagne glass holders and a secret compartment for prophylactic and pills. Only at Lovin' Hot Tubbin'.
Lovin' Hot Tubbin'. Jacuzzi Hot Tubs.
Feeling tired, groggy, sleepy?
When you need an energy drink that'll get you going, try 3-Day Energy Drink. It's guaranteed to keep you wide awake and alert for up to 3 days at a time. Your mouth will hardly be able to keep up with your brain. I just had two of them, and I've never felt more alert and alive. I mean, sure, my body's feeling a little tingly, and my heart hurts, and my teeth are chattering, and I can't focus, and my eyes are vibrating, but who cares? Because I just finished mowing my lawn and cleaning the bathroom and writing a novel and painting my house and building a garage. Who came up with that word garage anyway? It's such a weird word because it's got two G's, you know, and they're both pronounced differently, and it's like, who decided that? And one time I saw this guy at a bus stop, and he had this weird ass.
Cold, hard chocolate.
Surge after surge of creamy caramel.
Melts in your mouth. Ah.
And in your hand.
Orgasmo bars of forbidden chocolate sensation, which lets you
bite off more than you can chew.
This is the Darren Kincaid Show.
Call the Derek and Kay Show at 661-467-2416.
The Derek and Kay Show.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show, hosted by Derek and Kay, but you probably already assumed that.
The Derek and Kay Show, and we are back.
Welcome back to the Derek and Kay Show.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Well, we got to move the show along, I guess.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So it's time for the Hot Topics. These are the things trending and happening in your world today.
Hot Topics.
I bet you all are very excited.
No, I absolutely am.
Anyway, on Christmas news, oh, by the way, today is International Children's Day.
Yeah.
National Brownie Day.
Brownie Day.
I don't know
as in the treats? As in the desserts?
I think in the treat. I don't think they're talking about the little Girl Scout, like, miniature piece.
Oh, lots of fairies.
And it's also Take It in the Ear Day. I don't know.
Whoa!
I don't know what that means.
I didn't know where you're going with that.
I don't know what that means. Anyway, someone stole the baby Jesus and Mary from
again.
The Quincy nativity scene again. Police said the thieves also attempted to take a shepherd statue but left it on the sidewalk.
Uh-oh.
This happened on Thursday. Do you have an update, James?
That was it.
That was the one. Why do you have your headphones not on?
Oh, I can hear you guys and you can hear me.
That's
anyway.
True. So what happened? What's the update?
No, that was the one that I heard about. I was like, oh, funny urban crime in Boston.
Funny urban crime, yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if this is in there, but they were screwed down. They were screwed in, by the way.
Yes, that was part of the story.
Yeah.
The baby.
They were bolted down.
Baby Jesus.
Tenacious.
And they still got taken.
Right?
Yeah.
I think it was the rapture, whatever.
So if anyone has an update about that, what are you laughing at over there, Eve?
Nothing.
Okay.
Share later.
Okay.
I mean, I know somebody who has a Virgin Mary in the living room, but...
Really?
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if that was a recent thing. Okay.
It's a good party piece.
It's cool because, you know, every party they have where people get really drunk, they end up just carrying the Virgin Mary around.
Okay.
Yeah, next I know, right?
Hot topic. Hot topic. Oh, dear. A giant gingerbread house has been erected in Texas.
Yeah.
And it's a fundraiser.
Erected.
It's made from 7,200 eggs, 1,800 pounds of butter, and 22,304 pieces of candy. At its highest point, it stands 22 feet high, and admission to see it is raising money for a new trauma center at St. Joseph's Hospital. But they didn't anticipate one problem. Oh, sorry, they've raised more than $150,000. They didn't anticipate one problem, though, with building a giant gingerbread house in Texas.
Yeah, how big is this?
Well, it's big. Okay. I think it had to have a permit and everything.
Wow, it's like a real house.
Yes.
Wow. Sorry. Okay. Good.
But there was one problem they didn't count on.
Uh oh.
It attracted over 2,000 bees.
Oh no.
Whoops.
So they've been they've been, you know, contacted. A beekeeper is trying to keep the bees under control, but
yeah,
apparently it's a big problem.
That.
Yeah, they're not attacking people or anything like that. They're just getting high on sugar.
They get high. They get a little loopy. And
yeah, they
a little,
get drunk on sugar.
A little loose.
Yeah.
Loose bees.
So watch out for the bees in Texas when you're going to the gingerbread house.
You're a bad man.
Yes, watch out for the bees, Hansel and Greta.
Dude, good witch.
Next on the hot topic.
Mm, yeah.
A new Japanese water park in the Taji area of Japan lets you swim and play with the dolphins.
Mm.
But unfortunately, in a weird turn of events, they also want you to be able to eat dolphin and whale meat while they watch the dolphins frolic.
That's what? Wrong.
So they're serving it, and they want you to watch and play with them.
That's playing with your food. That's
like,
not right.
But I want some of that one.
But dolphins also try to have sex with humans.
Yeah.
So really, who's playing with whom?
You get to pick your
wet goddess.
Did that happen?
Yes.
Oh,
wet
goddess.
Yes.
Remember
the book. That?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's a callback from a long time ago.
That's a guy with a dolphin.
Yes.
In case you're wondering.
Yeah.
Oh, trying to do the math at home.
Oh, my.
Oh, dear.
Yep.
Next on the hot topic.
Good. Oh, my.
All right. I just found this out.
Uh-oh. Breaking news.
Apparently, we all have been pooping wrong all of our lives.
Okay.
You know, we're all, you know, those like, things come out, you're like, oh, you're doing it wrong, like you're eating bananas wrong.
Oh, yeah.
You eat from, like, the bottom, and you're eating apples wrong, and
I like
oranges
those.
Wrong,
right.
And, like, you're eating Tic Tacs wrong.
Yeah.
You also happen to be pooping incorrectly.
Oh, boy.
The best position to poop in, apparently, according to scientific studies and things like that, is to squat.
You know, I saw something about this.
So
I believe that.
There are, I just found this out today. It's revolutionary. It's not new news, but I know
that stand
they,
on the seat.
Yeah,
they make squatting seat things so that you can put the them like the table like over the toilet seat so that you can sit on the toilet and squat.
Yeah,
with
the best
your
way to do it,
up
you just,
in the air.
You know, at work, you basically open up the toilet, open
okay.
up the seat, take
yeah.
off your shoes and socks, and then just
wow.
squat on the seat.
That's a little involved.
You do that at work? Are you saying something?
So you perch on the seat like a bird.
Yeah.
And
you know, make sure the door is closed as well. You know?
Oh, yeah. The door's
well, yeah,
got
to
be closed.
You're supposed to, like, put your legs up, like squat.
Like knees
this.
Up.
Yeah, like this.
Oh, look at that.
And then apparently that straightens out your,
you
like.
You could also squat on the urinal, I think.
Ew.
Oh, God.
I don't think you're supposed to poop
okay.
in the urinal. Uh-huh.
if you actually think about it, we do. It's kind of an unnatural thing to be sitting and then yeah. and then yeah, pooping.
Has anyone ever squatted and pooped?
So just outside.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Am I the only person who hasn't done this?
I
pretty
like
much,
pooping
yeah.
laying down. Actually.
What?
That's, oh my God, that takes
gross.
A lot of sphincter strength.
That's
right
like
there.
A hospital experience.
Up the wazoo.
On your back or stomach?
Oh, dear.
Details.
Oh, God, are we really talking about this?
The stomach,
yes,
is, yeah, could be good, I guess.
Oh, my God.
How about pooping doggy style? I mean, you can...
Oh, God. Well, that's actually kind of squatting.
That's
actually.
Yeah, that's similar to squatting. I think it would come out,
no,
like,
sense.
So gross.
Sounds
like a cat. How do cats do it?
They sit on the edge of the litter box, and they do, like, a squat.
They kind of do a squat,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do a squat.
And then they kick
a...
it all around. They kick it, yeah, they kick it.
They bury it. They don't
yeah, they bury
kick
it.
It.
Yeah, no one wants to kick it's
not the
their
point.
Poo.
Sometimes they kick it.
They bury it.
The attempt is to bury it.
RJ Gumby says Asians do that.
Next.
Wow.
All Asians?
Bury it?
Where is it? Oh, I couldn't find it.
They bury it or they squat?
He said S in a hole.
Oh, okay.
S in a hole. Yeah, sure.
Wow. So should we all do an experiment this week? We'll squat on the toilet instead of
I am not
instead
sharing.
Of sitting on the
you know, next
that
on the
sounds
hot
like
topic.
You could get really hurt.
Like well, you would fall
no,
off.
Really.
Yeah, you could.
My only caveat is that now you're higher above the bowl than you usually are if you're squatting.
And yes. You're going to get the problem.
The splashback.
Yeah, the
well,
splash
see,
effect
well,
is going to be a problem.
That, you got a point there.
Yeah.
But have you ever heard of the Kamasutra?
No.
Really?
Seriously.
Oh, I know what I'm getting you for Christmas, Derek. All right.
Okay.
So it's a thick book of over 50 positions. For the pooping.
Oh, my gosh.
How many positions can there be?
There are a mini when you add partner ones.
Partner ones?
Ew.
No.
Not like
no.
that. Not like that. It's more like...
Jeez.
No. You have your basic solo position.
No.
You guys, it is
not okay.
That's definitely not okay.
Isn't that called a blumpkin
No. A fartlek.
No.
So you got your 20 or so solo positions. And then you've got, it's like,
and then it's like
figure skating. You know, there's the support while you execute a position.
Support?
It's not pooping with, you know, but they,
huh?
They give you.
Oh, like the wheelbarrow.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I don't know.
One person is pooping, the other is assisting them in maintaining the position.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what to say to that.
There's one called the thinker.
Can you have one where you're both pooping and supporting at the same time?
No.
Oh, that'd be 69.
Oh, no!
Uh-oh.
That'd be 86.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, 86. 86.
It's the wacky wacky and dainty. It's another wacky and dainty show.
Is pooping really this involved that we need assistance?
I think I'm fine.
Diagram?
I will gift you.
No, you won't.
Christmas. It will be delightful. We can peruse it during the Christmas party.
And we can have it on
the
show.
With and the honey butter. Yes.
Yes.
Oh, boy. For your biscuits.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Okay, well, I think maybe we should move on.
That's what I do.
All right. 2013 is coming to a close.
No.
We've got the most popular baby names.
Oh, good.
All right, for girls, number one. Oh, actually, let's make it a little. Let's build
yeah,
the tension
yeah,
a little
yeah.
bit.
Save number one for last. Yeah, let's start with 10.
At number 10.
Yeah,
okay.
good call. Yeah.
All right, number 10 is Chloe.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not too surprised.
Yeah.
Number 9 is Emily.
Of course,
it's good.
Number 8 is Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Number 7 is Lily.
Oh, my God. Number 6 is Kenesha.
No, it's not.
Oh, my God. I see a pattern here, Kay.
Number,
Number 6.
Alrighty.
Number 6 is Ava.
Oh, wait. How spelled?
A-V-A.
Okay. Yep.
Number 5 is Mia.
Ooh,
number 4 is Isabella.
Okay.
Number 3 is Olivia.
Mm.
Oh.
Number 2 is Emma.
71.
And number 1, I feel like, again... Sophia.
Muhammad. Of course.
Did you say Muhammad?
Oh. Salam alaikum. All of them end in A's. So many of them end in A's.
Yeah, it's a lot of A endings, except for the Emily.
Sophia was
right.
The first one. To
Zoe
say.
And
stepped
Emily.
All over.
I like
Emily.
I like the last. Well, the what am I saying? The last five, better than the first five.
Ava, Emma, Olivia, Sophia.
Those are good names.
No,
boys' names.
The 10 through 5.
I am going to do the boys' names.
Boys.
All right.
Hello.
Coming in at number 10 is
all right.
Jack.
Jack.
I knew it. I guessed that.
That's a good
mind.
Name.
Isn't that because of the Titanic movie?
Really?
No, I guess I'm wrong.
That's a long time ago.
Is it? Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
That's been
out.
A while.
Sorry.
That's been a grip.
Sorry.
That's like when I was in college.
Yeah, those
really?
Jacks are like 15 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, dude.
All right. That's okay.
It makes you feel old, doesn't it?
Yeah, I never saw that movie.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah. There's still time.
Okay.
All right. Number 9 is Jacob.
Interesting. Mm. The other form of my name.
Hmm. Mm.
Jacobus.
Hmm.
Number 8 is Ethan.
Oh, I like that one.
I'm going to change my name to Ethan.
No.
Number 7, awesome. Unfortunately, is Jaden.
Oh, that's horrible.
Ew.
I hate it.
That's kind of bad, right?
Ew.
Yeah. Number 6 is Mason.
Nope. It's an occupation, not a name.
Yeah, that's right.
Number 5 is Noah.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
Number 4.
No.
Number 4 is
okay.
Lucas.
No, that just sounds like the devil's work.
That's so early 80s.
Is it?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
Number 3 is Liam?
No.
Oh, wow.
Like the member of One Direction. Right?
These are all like hipster, like kind of
hipster.
Seedy names.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Number 2 is Aiden.
Liam is not a name. Liam is like the last part of William. Okay?
Exactly,
well,
right?
It's thank a name you. Now.
Hey, good point. That's true.
And
technically, right?
Coming in at number 1.
Whoops.
Is a popular name now, I guess.
Michael.
It's not only a last name, it's a first name, Jackson.
Jackson?
Jackson.
All right.
Jackson Pollock.
That doesn't count as Jack.
Right?
You know, I don't know.
Some people go by Jackson.
I guess.
Yeah.
That's lame.
I'd call him son.
I don't like that.
So unfortunately, people also named their children these really bad things.
Okay.
The girls,
ooh.
The worst names of girls, Blip.
Oh, the worst names.
Wait a second.
Blip.
Yeah.
It's just the blip on the radar.
Blue.
Blue as in Blue Ivy.
Yeah, probably.
Horrible.
Chevy.
How about North?
Whoop. Car.
Ferry.
North.
Ferry.
Feline.
North.
Harlow.
North.
North.
Kinsley.
North.
Calliope. North. Kiwi. Nix.
Nick
South.
Tulip. Tulip's not a bad name.
It is.
Tulip's not that bad.
And Ziggo. At least it's a flower.
Wow.
All right. For boys, I don't know how you can name your kid this and expect your kid to like you. Ajax.
Oh, that's
horrible.
Apollo, which isn't, that's okay.
Oh,
that's fine.
Oh,
that's legit.
No.
But I don't, I mean, cheese. I
what?
Mean, come on.
Cheese?
How is your kid going to like you if you've named them cheese? Cheese.
I prefer to be called Cheese Grant.
Oh, my God.
I'll call you that from now on. Dax with two X's.
What?
Because that's, you're watching too much Deep Space Nine or something. Holmes. Holmes on Holmes.
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 Hey, Holmes.
Hurricane, which is actually kind of a cool name. I don't know.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah. I'd kind of dig it if, like, somebody was named her. I'm like,
what
yo, Nick Hurricane.
Rocks me like a hurricane.
Would you call him Kane for short?
Kane, yeah.
Kane.
It's a good nickname.
Yeah.
Cool. Kaz with two Z's.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow, I don't know.
Kodiak.
Oh.
That's a drug, right?
That's a bear.
No, it's a bear. It's a bear.
This one is sure to get you beat
it.
This one. This one's sure to get you beat up in elementary school and high school, maybe even. Panda.
What?
Panda.
Yeah.
F that panda.
Oh!
Right.
Counted.
Stetson, which is sure to get you made fun of also.
Oh, my God.
Probably.
And lastly, Zion, which if you're a singer, then you're cooked.
That's the name of Lauryn Hill's boy.
Is it?
I don't know.
Called her boy Zion.
That's a loaded last name. A loaded
know,
first
right?
name.
Oh, okay.
Know,
right? All right. So that's... You know what? That wraps it up.
No, it's very good.
That about wraps it up.
A hot topic.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Hot topic. So we have a little extra time.
Yeah, no, it's good stuff.
Is there something that's going to happen in this amount of time? Are we going
to
take a break?
Well, we're probably going to have to take a break,
okay.
Right? And we might get a visitor.
Oh.
Because, you know, it's the holiday season.
Oh,
so
boy.
Visitors are supposed to stop by. And we'll probably have that around for the break.
Okay, I'm excited for that.
It's going to be great.
Nice.
Right? Yeah, so stick around. Stay
nice.
Tuned.
Nice. One more revolution where I can't dance. Be part of no revolution. Let's start today. Don't want no revolution where I can't dance. Be part of no revolution. Let's start today. You want me in your movement. This is the Darren King Pace Show. It's so hard to have a gay time on your own. It could be that great chalk and biscuit coating. So hard to have a gay time on your own. It could be that smooth toffee ice cream in the center. So hard to have a gay time on your own. It could be that whole delicious golden gay time taste. Street golden gay time. More like a party than an ice cream. Yellow? Tired of straining your eyes reading the yellow pages? Hate carrying around all that heavy paper? Now get all the information of the telephone directory in the excitement of an audiobook. It's the Telephone Directory Audiobook from Yellow Pages Audio Phone Books. This 250-disc set includes businesses. Alverson Plumbing, 847-2. Residence, Donaldson, Edgar C., 952-452. And much, much more. Order in the next 20 minutes and we'll send you a free copy of VCR instructions read by Sir Ian McKellen.
To cancel the blanked program position, select the corresponding program.
Buy your Telephone Directory Audio book today and let your ears do the reading.
Celebrity voice impersonator.
This is the Darren King Pace Show.
Call the Darren King Pace Show at 661-467-2416.
The Darren King Pace Show.
The most professional, unprofessional show on the radio today, : The Derek and Kay Show.
Look you in the face. When more than words can't say just how much you mean to me. It's hard to look you in the eyes when I can't question your pain inside from all that you've been through. I'm a work in progress.
It was the Derek and Kay Show, and we are back. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yeah.
Glad to be back.
Oh, it's good to be back, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. This is like a bonus show
right
now.
This is a little bit of bonus material, I guess, for you here.
Totally.
If you're looking for some holiday gifts, you can pick up the audio portion of the Yellow Pages on audiobook.
What?
Yeah.
Why would you do that?
Our sponsors.
Okay. Where can I get a soundtrack for today's show?
Oh.
All the songs you play.
You can find that on our website.
Oh, awesome.
Not really, but yeah.
I'll look for it.
No, it's good, right?
Immediately after the show.
How much is it?
How much is it?
Yeah.
How much is it worth to you?
$99.
$99 bucks?
Or $99.
99 seconds
of my time. $99.
Okay. Yeah.
On sale.
On sale?
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, for all your holiday needs.
Okay,
it's,
yeah.
It's there. No, it's definitely there.
Okay, fantastic. Yeah. Great.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
How's everyone doing? Everyone doing good on drinks?
I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, what's going to happen?
Well, we're supposed to get a visitor.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know when that's going to happen. But towards the end of the show, we're supposed to get a visitor.
Okay.
And
what do we do till
then?
I
guess he's making the rounds. you know, it's like the holiday season, so.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure any minute.
Any minute.
Any minute.
Okay.
It will happen.
What do we do till then? Talk about pooping?
We can talk about pooping. That's like all the rage, right?
It is.
And, no,
the poop squat is the way to go.
Totally all the rage, right?
Would you visit the giant... Oh, there's someone at the door.
I believe there's someone at the door.
I'm a little slow on the update.
Yeah, there's someone... Oh, you know what?
Why are they knocking so violently?
I don't know. They probably really want
to
come in.
All right, do you want me to get the door?
Well, you know what? I'll go get the door.
All right, Derek's
going
to get the door.
How about I go get
okay,
the door?
Okay, go get... God, they're
no,
so
okay.
impatient.
I'm going to get the door. Yes, right. yes.
Oh,
don't worry, I'm right there.
So annoying. Who do you think's at the door, James?
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Okay, he's coming in. All right. We got a guest here?
I think it's the woman. Thanks.
Oh, you can come in here. Yeah, get on the mic.
Oh,
it's Santa Claus.
Oh, my God.
How you doing?
That's not your usual outfit.
Oh, well, I'm just doing a trial run.
Oh, okay.
I'm just trying to turn that down a little bit. Turn down.
Why are you wearing teal?
Oh, well, it's the season.
Okay.
And I'm just doing it.
Kind of very green.
I thought there's going to be more hose here. I
oh.
It's
like you're wearing a lot of hose.
Festival or something.
Oh, hell.
You thought there was going to be more hose?
I thought there were chicks. Derek said there would be chicks at the show.
Well, there's just one chick.
Okay.
I'm right here.
Hey, Kay.
Hi. Oh,
you've been a good girl.
I have been.
Naughty or nice?
I've been nice.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you want for Christmas?
Let's see.
You have to sit on his lap, right?
Yeah.
Do you have to sit on your lap?
Don't do that.
Let me
sit. Don't do that. What are you talking about? Oh.
Is that required?
Well, hey, why are you grinding?
I'm not grinding. What do I want for Christmas?
Yeah.
Let's see. I want,
Hurry up.
I want a My Little Pony figure.
Oh. Well, how old are you?
Oh,
in my 30s.
Okay.
He's like
a little old.
Stop
for
playing
that,
with
no?
his beard so much.
Wow. Why stop?
My
stop.
God.
Dan and I are just having a moment. It's fine.
Oh my God.
I also want
yeah.
I also want like some candies.
Oh, you know what? I got a special treat for you.
What is it? What is it?
You
want to
reach into my bag?
Yeah, I'll
what?
Reach into your bag. I'll reach into your bag.
You ever see one so big, right?
No.
Parting bag?
Do I have to reach into your bag or around the bag?
Doodle duck?
Right.
That's
Doodle
what
duck?
She said.
Wait, I got a special treat for you right here. I'm doing the trial run. I'm going to all the bars all over the world.
Okay.
As we gear up for, the holidays.
Yep.
I got this special treat right here. It's a peppermint. Here you go. It's a peppermint flavored.
What? Wow.
You like that?
Thanks,
it's
Santa.
It's like a vibrating lollipop.
Oh, what am I?
Peppermint flavor.
How do you use it?
I think you know. Santa sees you when you're sleeping.
No.
And when you're not. I know what's going on.
How do you know that?
Well, I see things,
Like mirages.
Well,
oh,
thanks, Santa. Does this come with any accessories?
What do you want? tree, you little bastard, aren't you?
That's wow.
Not even Christmas yet.
Wow.
Hanukkah's over, so well, there's that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you? Why do you know about Hanukkah?
Well, let me tell you something. I'm doing a little program here. I'm going to plug it.
Okay.
Can I plug it on your show?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Where the hell is Derek, by the way?
I don't know. He went to the bathroom.
You, when you shut the door, you locked him out.
Oh, he's probably trying to get in.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably. Well, that's okay.
That's okay.
So, hey, I'll be on the show, right? Hey, it's Santa Claus. Everybody loves Santa, right?
Well, let him back in after you go.
Can you give me a drink? I need a little bit more.
Hey.
Santa needs his drink.
You know,
forget the milk and cookies.
Can you drive the sleigh with the drink?
Hey, I'm not driving that sleigh. It's reindeer. Sorry, right. Reindeer. Reindeer drive that sleigh.
Reindeer kidding. Power.
So let me tell you, I'm doing a little program, you know, for the kids. It's all about the kids. It's holiday. It's Christmas. So you got your used toys, like your used sex toys and stuff?
Uh-huh.
What?
Send to me.
What?
Sex toys? I'm doing,
sex toys for tots. It's a thing. It's a program.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What kind of tots?
Yeah, you know, young, you know, hotties.
Is it toy? Oh, toys for tarts.
Tarts.
I see.
Okay.
I see. Yeah. I think you left out a couple letters.
Sorry.
Toys for tarts.
Yes.
So it's but it's a Boston. So you did say toys for tarts, but
it's
you said toys
Boston
for
based.
Toys
for
tots.
Right.
Toys for tots.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay, good.
No, you definitely got it.
Okay. Mm. They have to be used, though? They can't be new?
Well, you can send whatever.
Okay.
And we'll use it. You know, we definitely will use them. Yeah, maybe I should, you guys got any questions for Santa? I'll be back next week, too. I'm running the rounds every week.
I got my gift, so I'm all set.
Are you all set?
Yeah.
Hey, Eve, you been a good boy? You want to get
away from me. I don't want it. Stop touching me.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You got Santa's lap.
Oh, my God. He's like, he forced me in this position, Kay.
Oh, no. I didn't
want to sit on.
What are you doing?
What do you want for
Christmas? I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to get off.
What do you want?
Oh, boy.
Okay. You know what? We're going to forget you. I'm going to go to the next. James.
Oh, God,
or
no.
Is that Derek? I can't tell.
Can we rename the show that?
have you been a good boy?
Look, Mandela just
what
died.
What you trying to say,
Black
hey.
People are protected right now. I'm just saying.
Oh.
Too
was,
soon? It's not too soon.
That was last week, wasn't
my
it?
My diva will protect me. My diva! My diva!
All right, you want to sit on Santa's lap?
God. Santa, why are you
he's
reaching
like
up his shirt?
Determinant. No! Those are not broobs. They're A cups.
Definitely.
Oh, wow.
Bad Santa.
Okay.
Bouncy.
Saucy yeah. Santa. Can you? Okay. You know what? Can you? No more questions for Santa?
No.
All right.
Are your reindeer like?
Yes.
They
got Rudolph and
you have Vixen.
Banter.
Prancer.
Oh, Crazen.
And
Crazen. Crazen's leading the sleigh this year.
And Febreze. No.
Crazen's kind of a cute name.
And Doodle Sock.
Doodle Sock?
That was the one word that wasn't in the bowl.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's the word for bagpipes.
Oh.
I know.
What about farting bag? Yeah. You have farting bag maybe this year?
I got no gifts, but I'll tell you, I got...
No gifts.
I mean, I know there are gifts other than that, but I got some great elves. I got a good deal on some young Mexican kids.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no.
No, it's
oh,
good.
My God. This is the best time.
They look just like elves, though. You wouldn't know it.
Oh, my God.
So bad.
What in the world?
That's so bad.
You've been getting too much of that St. Patty's Day liquor ahead of time, haven't you?
Well, Santa's got a drink. It's a long job, you know.
Oh my God!
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How do you travel to all the world on the kids in one evening? How do you do that?
Well, it's all about the reindeer.
Oh yeah,
that's where they come in. You know, I do what I can. I'm on the sleigh. You try getting that sack down the chimney. It can be tough.
I don't know about sex.
We're both talking about sex.
Do you always go down the chimney, or sometimes you go in the front door?
Sometimes, you know what? I'll just break a window. It's a little bit quick. You know, we're in a rush. We got to get it done.
Oh, my God.
And so that happens sometimes. But, you know, you do what you got to do.
That's what that was last year.
Santa Claus.
Man.
Yeah. But, well, it's, you know, it's tough, but you got to get the job done.
All right.
It's only one person. It's a lot of work, you know?
Well, you would think for a jolly person, you're not, you know, not be so violent.
I'm not jolly all the time. Let me tell you, I'm not really jolly all the time. No.
Oh, boy.
Wow. I gotta work on that. I working on it. It's gonna be a few more weeks, right?
So what do you think about the elf on the shelf? Is he like
the
really
elf on the shelf?
Is he taking all your fame out of you? You know,
is this a movie?
He's like this elf who like reports back to you all the time.
Oh,
stuff.
Yeah, my number two elf. He's okay, but you know what? If he keeps up his funny business, he'll get replaced by a young Mexican too.
Oh my God!
What did he do?
He's always trying to mess with Mrs. Claus.
Whoa.
The elf on the shelf?
Yeah, by the way, I don't think she's into little people, but Mrs. Claus and I, we do have an open relationship, so.
Ew.
Hey now.
You know, I do my rounds.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Who else does she go out with?
Well, you know.
There's a lot of elves up there.
Oh, dear.
She likes the little bigger man, I think. But,
oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Well, you're looking pretty good.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm trying to lose a little weight,
though. It looks like you lost like 10 or something.
Well, you know, I'm only 325, but I'm going to get under 320.
Wow. You should go on Biggest Loser.
By Christmas. Wow. Hey, you can call him a loser, Kay.
No, I'm the Biggest Loser of the show.
Back.
No, I need this.
I don't watch that.
I need this. It's good.
Right now. No, put it away. All right. You know, I'm going to get going.
All right.
I got lots to do.
Well, thanks, Santa.
Santa Claus comes to town.
Can you let Derek back in on your way out?
Oh, is he still outside?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll go check.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for visiting,
Santa. Here comes
Santa
Claus. Sometimes twice. You know what I'm saying? All right. I got to go.
That's dirty.
Bye. We'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye. So I got to go. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, that was certainly unexpected, wasn't it?
Wow.
I didn't expect to see Santa this early.
I feel a little dirty. I don't know why.
I feel really dirty, but also satisfied. I wonder why.
Who was that?
That was Santa Claus. You missed the whole thing.
I missed Santa last year. No, that was someone else, I think.
Okay. He did leave something for you on the table, I think, on the way out.
What's
this? I don't know. It's a little box. Yeah.
Oh, I don't like I don't really have a need for that.
You don't?
But you're going to take it anyway,
peppermint
right?
Peppermint flavored. Wow.
It's good, right?
All right.
Oh my.
I don't know.
Wow. That was
oh my.
Different.
I guess that's one way to put it.
Satan Claus.
Satan Claus.
He did come.
Satan Claus. Or Saucy Santa, maybe.
Or Bad Santa.
Bad Santa. Is that a movie?
Yes.
Might be a movie.
You know that's a movie?
I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Fantastical. Wow. Is Santa going to come back next week?
I think he's doing the rounds every week.
Oh, wow.
We might get a visit. You never know. We do have a scheduled time with him on a weekly basis.
We should offer him a cocktail next time.
Like we could. Yeah. Yeah. We probably could.
Try not to get locked outside, though, again.
I don't know. He just closed. He came in. Like, he owned the place, and that was it. And here we are.
Crazy.
I don't know.
All right. Well, I think that's it.
You think that's it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's the end of the show.
That's the end of the show. Wow.
Yeah.
It doesn't get much better than that. Well, sorry, people.
Sometimes we're funny. Sometimes we suck.
Kay's ending the show.
Well, we extended it for that bit.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
I think Santa appreciated it. He was running late, I guess.
Yeah, he was running a little late. So next week, I'm not really sure what's happening.
Oh, there might be a show. There might not.
Maybe there will be.
Okay.
Who knows? We
okay.
could do a pre-recorded.
We could.
If there was time.
Oh, that could be good.
We'll find out. Anyway.
What is that sound?
What sound?
Oh, forget it.
The music?
So the music, yeah.
Before that, I heard somebody saying something. Maybe it was James.
Nope. I never talk.
I don't know.
What you trying to say, Kay?
Anyway, thanks, RJ Gumby, for joining us in the chat room.
Yes, the chat room.
Thanks for those of you who are listening live who we can't see. And thanks, Eve and James, for joining us.
Yes, thank you so much, guys. And thank you for the biscuits, James.
Thank you for the biscuits.
Thanks for the
delicious.
And
you
thanks
welcome.
For the drinks. And thanks to Santa Claus for dropping by and giving me this.
Thank you, Santa.
Gift.
Yeah, using good health, I think, is what he would like. Yeah.
He was looking good.
Yeah.
Well, he's
trying
good.
To lose weight, I guess is what he said. I don't know.
He's looking a little slimmer.
Yeah. All right, maybe all next week, maybe not.
Okay, okay, so join us next time, whenever that is.
All right, take care.
All right, getting out of here. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Yay!
This is the Derek and Kay Show.